Hello everyone. Here I am with my first Christmas memory, or the first one I'm going to share with you. Christmas is always an exciting time when we're young, and it was no exception for my sister and I. One year I had asked for a doll's house, and I was so excited at the prospect of receiving this from Father Christmas, even though somewhere in my head I knew my dad actually made it. And when I was in bed that night on Christmas Eve, I actually heard him soaring, trying to hurry up and to finish it off for the morning. I rushed into the living room the next day, and there was my doll's house on the table with its pitched roof that had been made to look like tiles, and a big white front that was removable, which had been plastered somehow so that it actually looked and felt just like pebble dash. It had open encasement windows which had metal frames and little tiny window panes which I think were made of perspex and were rather like leaded lights. There were patio doors at the back, and at the front was a green border which was meant to be grass. There were four rooms, two up and two down, and a staircase. The rooms were fully furnished and also had floor coverings. The top two had a pink carpet on the right hand side and grey on the left, and the sitting room carpet was brown and then a pale yellow lino in the kitchen. The bathroom was complete with bath, basin and toilet with a lid that even opened and closed. The bedroom had the usual bedroom furniture. The sitting room had a fireplace, a piano, a dining set, table and chairs, a three-piece suite and even a standard lamp, while the kitchen had the usual cooker, sink unit, cupboards, and a round green table with four chairs. And it was set with little tiny cups and plates as if ready for tea. And of course, no house would be complete without the family of mum and dad and a baby in a pram. Well, I was in absolute seventh heaven, as I'm sure you can imagine, as any child would be. I wish I still had my doll's house, but unfortunately, 5 or 6 years later, when I thought I'd outgrown it, it was given away to the Brownies jumble sale. I hope it went to a good home, though. About 10 years ago, my sister bought me another one, but it wasn't nearly as nice as my original first personally made one. I did enjoy furnishing it, though, because by this stage, there were lots of nice pieces of furniture and equipment, embroidered chairs and upholstered quilts and all sorts of lovely things. Unfortunately, it got severely damaged by heat and smoke in the fire we had in 2011, so it wasn't recoverable, and I've never replaced it because I haven't really got anywhere to put it now. It's a shame, really, because I really would like another one. Call me a big kid if you like, but that was one of my happiest Christmas memories. And our childhood memories weren't always the happiest, but that morning I was really happy. And then once the initial excitement had died down, my mum called us over to the window, and she just pulled back the corner of the curtain and said, "Look." And it snowed in the night, and there was bright white, thick, fluffy, powdery snow everywhere. It really was the icing on the cake.